This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. I'm using Acorn as a smokescreen for voter suppression. Here's a change of pace while we're wending our way from Wyoming drylands to Louisiana wetland. A piece by John Atlas and Peter Dreyer ran in Salon that is worth sharing, it seems to me, to get some context in what is now contemporary history of voter suppression, since this pig is getting some new lipstick in Trump Kobach world. Here's part of what they wrote, and then I encourage you to go to Salon and look at the rest. Donald Trump's war on voting rights, like much of his behavior, is rooted in revenge. After the November election, Trump tweeted that he lost the popular vote because 3 to 5 million illegals fraudulently voted for Hillary Clinton. According to Trump, an unprecedented and truly astonishing amount of fraud was committed in the 2016 election, and no officials noticed. Without any evidence, he's repeated accusations that nefarious groups organized non-citizens, dead people, and citizens registered in multiple states to engage in a huge voting scandal. He's even set up a commission, which held its first public meeting last month, to scour the country looking for evidence of illegal voting. Trump's efforts are rooted in his own need to avoid humiliation, but voter suppression is nothing new for the Republican Party. It's long been a key part of its strategy to reduce turnout among poor, minority, and younger voters who, when they vote, tend to support Democratic candidates like other Republicans before him. Trump justifies the war by promoting the spread of a myth about voter fraud. Voter fraud is not a problem, as academic researchers have shown over and over. The Brennan Center for Justice at NYU examined every federal election between 2000 and 2015. More than a billion votes have been cast over the period. The researchers found only 31 examples of voter fraud. Yet, the canard of voter fraud persists on the right. Rather than focus on protecting our voting system from Russian hackers or proposing ways to increase voter turnout, Trump's Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity is going on a wild goose chase to protect us from non-existent fraudulent voters. This is a little more than a smokescreen to justify more voter suppression laws. Trump's commission is part of a larger strategy to reshape the electorate to ensure Republican domination. All myths have an origin story. Republican-sponsored voter fraud myth gained momentum in the early 2000s as an attack on Acorn, a community organizing group that was engaged in a bold voter registration drive among low-income, mostly minority voters in cities and swing states like Florida and New Mexico. To thwart Acorn's efforts, Karl Rove, George W. Bush's key political operative, led a campaign to destroy the group's reputation by accusing it of voter fraud. In 2005, for example, AG Alberto Gonzalez ordered David Iglesias, the U.S. attorney in New Mexico and a Republican, to investigate Acorn for voter registration violations. After Iglesias' probe came up empty-handed, Gonzalez fired him. Then Bush and Rove escalated the campaign to persuade Americans that extensive voter fraud was a serious problem and required strict new laws to make registration more difficult. By doing so, they hoped not only to stop Acorn, but also intimidate other groups like the League of Women Voters from registering new voters. During the election season of 2008, Acorn registered more than a million young, poor, and minority voters. A handful of Acorn's 13,000 part-time canvassers faked voter registration forms to get paid for work they didn't do. Acorn immediately informed local election officials when it discovered the counterfeit signatures, as the group was required to do by law. Republicans and their allies in the right-wing media jumped on these small morsels of information to accuse Acorn of being part of a criminal conspiracy. Soon, the controversy shifted from the fringe to the mainstream. It peaked in October 2008 during a televised presidential debate against John McCain and Barack Obama. This modest community-based organization, Acorn, the Arizona Warren, may be destroying the fabric of democracy. The attack worked. Even some Democrats in Congress refused to come to Acorn's defense. Numerous independent investigations cleared Acorn of any criminal wrongdoing, but they were too late. By the next year, it was dismantled after its foundation funders withdrew their support. After Acorn was gone, however, Republicans continued their war on alleged voter fraud and even kept using Acorn as their boogeyman. In 2012, half of GOP voters said they believed that Acorn stole that election for President Obama, even though the group no longer existed. Earlier this year, Representative Marsha Blackburn, Republican of Tennessee, told CNN that Acorn was one of the reasons Trump needed a task force to investigate voter fraud. It goes on and on, but the backstory is also the front story as they continue to use Acorn as a smokescreen for voter suppression. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.